Cornell West said, "Justice is what love looks like in public." That would mean that if we're not experiencing justice in the public sphere, it is because there is no love present. He is saying, in essence, that injustice is due to a lack of love. And it would follow that if we want to see justice in all human relations, then we as a people of faith need to call for more love in our world. It would be helpful to know what is keeping that from happening. What is holding love back? Loving is our natural state. We are born wanting and needing to be held and nurtured, to feel connected in love. We know that babies provided with adequate sustenance and a comfortable temperature, but not love, will fail to thrive. It is a basic human need to be joined with others via open channels of loving connection. This need does not go away as our bodies grow and our minds develop. Grown-ups are just as dependent on loving connections with others. It is our primary source for strength and happiness. Our sanity depends upon it. Our world is hurting. The current way of doing things is not working. There's more addiction, more mental illness, more suicides, more depression and anxiety than ever before. As a species, we are just becoming aware of the Earth's delicate systems are being fundamentally altered. Climate change is real, and it is happening. Our beautiful blue planet may not be habitable for future generations. And if we let that sink in, it is terrifying to contemplate. It can be just too much to hold that reality while also making sure there's food on the table and the bills get paid and the kids get to school on time. Part of growing up is learning to protect ourselves from perceived danger. We develop a set of defenses that we use as shields to keep us safe in a world that can be so harsh and so indifferent to our seemingly fragile little selves. We build barriers around us. We erect walls that let some people in and hold others out. We believe that with this control, we can remain safe. We welcome our kin, our friends, those whom we agree with and who agree with us. We allow people that we understand into our inner circle. But what about those whose thinking is different, whose customs make no sense to us? It's fine that they too share the planet. After all, we celebrate diversity. We see their value in an abstract way. It takes all kinds, as Aunt Gloria used to say. But that doesn't mean we want those people to get too close. Those others who are not like us. The term other is, by definition, a form of separation and exclusion. The question becomes, who qualifies as one of us, and who is other, and how do we decide? As we grow and learn, we watch and listen to the world around us. Those of us of European descent grew up seeing images of people who looked like we do, portrayed in movies and on TV as good and smart and strong and admirable and worthy, while people with darker skin were depicted as bad guys, thugs, stupid, promiscuous, and dangerous, their lives easily expendable. Most of us of European descent grew up in communities where it was easy to surround ourselves with people who looked and acted just like we did. When my father was a small boy, his family lived in Harlem in New York City. In the first 10 years of my father's life, the neighborhood went from 30% African American to 70% African American. He told me a story about how one day his mother sat him down and told him that he had to stop playing with the little black children in the neighborhood. He was only allowed to play with the other Scandinavian kids who went to their church. My father, as that sweet little boy, didn't understand. He wanted to play with everyone. As children, we have to be taught that some people are of more value than others, that some are more worthy of our love and our respect than others. We learn to draw boundaries. It's not our fault. It is our inheritance. It is what we received from our families and teachers and the popular culture that we grew up in. But now, when we listen to our deepest wisdom, love will remind us that we are all one. There are no others. True, each of us is a unique expression of life, and yet we are all soft-bellied earthlings who laugh and cry and bleed like everybody else. We are beings that share one source and one destiny. Our bodies, created out of earth, will return to earth, but our spirits are one energy. If we could clear away all of the rubbish that we inherited, if we could sweep away all the mental debris that is keeping us separate from one another, if we could look with fresh eyes and listen to one another with curiosity and compassion instead of judgment, we will realize that love is a uniting force. It is the glowing coal at the center of all life. Certainly, part of bringing more justice into the world is a matter of changing laws, demanding that people who have more power in our society be held accountable to the whole, and that the voices of those who have been marginalized be heard and honored. But the kind of change I'm talking about runs even deeper than that. It will take a fundamental shift, an opening and a softening of all of our hearts. It would be easy to point to those others again, those racists, those bigots, and say that they need to change. But this kind of turning has to begin in our own hearts, each of us. To really be the change we want to see in the world means that we ourselves have to change. It means learning the ways that our mind separates us from others. It means becoming familiar with how our ego defenses work to try to keep us safe. And it means examining what is this safety that we're seeking. Justice is what love looks like in public. If we want justice for all people in our world, then we need to learn how to bring more love into it. It is no one else's work but ours. Each one of us. This is my prayer. May we have the courage and determination and patience with ourselves and with one another to remake our world. And may we continually hold that vision for what it will look like, a place of peace where compassion is expected and justice is the norm. May it be so. May we help make it so. Amen.